if I could go back and redo this all over again, I would have just realized my mistake from the very beginning and listened to my agent, my wife, and I would have just sold it for maybe a break even, maybe a big chunk off.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
My worst deal in real estate. All right. It came down when I was flipping houses. And I'm actually going to talk about the reason it's actually my worst deal is because I had my worst deal and then my second worst deal back to back, right? So my worst deal in real estate was I bought a house, split level, and I thought it was going to be a grand slam home run, but I didn't do my comps properly. I didn't see any split levels out there. Actually, not a split level, it was a split foyer. A split level, you walk in and then you go into the main floor and then you can take a couple of steps, go to the second floor, a couple of bedrooms, or go down to like a basement, right? With maybe a bedroom and a big living room, right? That's a split level. But when you walk in, the kitchen's there, the living room's there. So it's still like, it's like a 2.5 stories, right? Or 1.5 stories. Now, a split foyer is different. You walk in, there's a square, like 6x6 landing pad right there. And then you either go up or you go down. Okay. And that's it, right? So you don't walk into the house. You got to go up or down. That's a split foyer. And what I didn't understand is back then in the 2014-ish, those weren't very popular. Okay. So I ended up doing some wrong comps and I'm like, man, I'm going to make like 50, 60K on this flip. Man, I rehabbed it to the nines. It was nice, nicest house in the neighborhood. And I was going to come in lower than everybody else. It was going to sell in a day. Well, a day passed, a week passed, a month passed, 3 months passed, 6 months passed. It took me about 9 months and I kept dropping the price. I ended up dropping the price about $120,000 until they finally sold. When it was all said and done, I lost, I don't know, $70,000+ on that deal. And it definitely hurt. If I could go back and redo this all over again, I would have just realized my mistake from the very beginning and listened to my agent, my wife, and I would have just sold it for maybe a break even, like, you know, maybe a big chunk off. What happens when you have a property at 400K and you go 390, 380, 370, you just keeps dropping, like, nobody's going to offer you that anymore. They're going to keep offering you even less and less and less and less. That's what happened. I think I ended up having like a 320 and somebody offered me 280 and I took it 285. I forgot what it was, right? Whatever they, at that point, I didn't care, right? Like, the train was leaving. There was no more girls to invite at the prom. So I had to do whatever I had to do. So I lost about 70+K on that deal and it hurt and took me 9 months. Lost money, lost sleep. When you have money stuck in a bad project, my money stuck there. I couldn't go do more good projects, right? So the lesson here is short-term pain is better than long-term pain. Short-term pain better than long-term pain. I should have just ripped the Band-Aid off, taken a hit. I might have broken even. I might have made 5K or 10K, right? Or maybe just lost 20. But hindsight's 20/20, right? Monday morning quarterback, as everybody says. And I should have done it, right? I should have done it. The worst part about this, I was doing another flip. It was a big-ass house, my first luxury flip. I thought I was going to sell for $1 million. It was like 5,500 square feet. Come to find out, we never measured it when we bought it. Okay, and it was like 800,000 square feet smaller. So that killed my after repair value. And they ended up selling it for like 640, something like that, 580. And I put 150K in it. That thing was a disaster. I also lost 70,000 plus. I think one of those I lost like 80 plus and the other one like 70 plus. I don't want to think about it because my head's starting to hurt and I'm not going to have a good dinner tonight and I won't sleep. So really, technically, I lost about 150, 160K. And these were back-to-back closings. The other one, I had it also for about a year. Carry cost, money cost. I pulled the plug on one. I pulled the plug on the other one. We closed the same month back-to-back. And I had to stroke checks at closing. You want to see somebody very unhappy having stroke those kind of checks when they're flipping houses, right? When you're doing commercial, 70K, 150K, that's really nothing if you lose money on some of these commercial deals. And I'll do another video on that, like my worst commercial deals that I lost money. Well, haven't lost money, knock on wood, yet. But when I've gone out to purchase some and I didn't buy them, let's talk about how much money it cost me just even to do the due diligence and just to do all the whole process and then decide, hey, I don't want to buy it. That is not cheap either. It's pretty costly and it's pretty expensive. So that's my worst deal in real estate. When I was a flipper, I basically lost about 150, 160K back to back. Oh, I lost my appetite.
I got a great gift for you guys. It is my underwriting calculator. That's what I use to underwrite multifamily for a heavy value add. You're going to get a great discount because it takes a lot of work. And I have a calculator that'll help you underwrite something that's more stable, a prettier property with videos, not just multifamily, but I also have a calculator for you for mobile home parks, help you underwrite a value add or a property that's stable. I also have a calculator for you for self-storage. It'll help you evaluate a self-storage, value add, or self-storage that is already stable. And it has videos. We underwrite 50, 60 properties every single week. So my acquisitions team is pretty good at it. I want to give that to you for free for following me on the podcast, for being a loyal listener. I want to give that back to you. It's taking a lot of time and energy to put these together. So in that link, you'll see in the show notes, we'll give that away for free. It's actually a deal submission form. You can skip all that and go to the bottom and you'll see the calculators. But if you want to submit a deal to us so we can help you underwrite it, maybe we partner, feel free to use it. Make sure you analyze properly so you don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.